Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. This is episode 14, and we're still in the town today. This time, we're going to be learning how to ask if there's something nearby. For example, you might need a bank, or you might need a chemist, a pharmacy. So we'll be learning how to say, is there a bank near here, and so on. And we'll also be learning how to describe exactly where something is. So, for example, it's beside something else, or it's opposite something else. I hope you enjoy the lesson. Okay, so before we get into this week's lesson and all the new material we're going to cover, Cara, I believe you've got a question about something that we covered last week.
Yeah, last week we learned how to say near to, cerca de, and I was wondering why the first C is pronounced th, but the second C is pronounced k.
Okay, that is a very good question. For our listeners, the word cerca is spelled C-E-R-C-A. So you've got a C at the beginning and then a C later in the word, and they're both pronounced differently. Let's deal with CA first of all. CA and indeed CO and CU in Spanish all have the hard C sounds. So it's ca, co, cu. Ca, for example, calle, the word for street.
Calle.
Calle. And co, as in the phrase, como te llamas?
Como te llamas?
Mm-hmm. And cu, as in the word curioso.
Curioso.
Curioso means curious or nosy. So, ca, co, cu.
Ca, co, cu.
Okay, ca, co, cu. However, when C is followed by an E or an I, it changes its pronunciation. And just to complicate matters further, it depends where you're going to be in a Spanish-speaking country as to what that pronunciation is. So in Spain, it's th as in th. So you have sounds like centro.
Centro.
And ciudad.
Ciudad.
Centro is the centre and ciudad is city. Centro.
Centro.
Ciudad.
Ciudad.
However, in most of Latin America, and indeed some parts of Spain, you would say centro.
Centro.
And ciudad.
Ciudad.
So, the CE and CI take either the TH pronunciation in Spain or the S pronunciation, the S type pronunciation in most of Latin America. And that's how you know whether it's th, s, or k.
Okay, thank you.
Fairly complicated, but hopefully it makes sense. Okay, now we're going to be using these places in the town and adding some more places in the town in to the language that we're covering in today's lesson. We're going to start by putting into practice what we were learning there about the letter C in Spanish by learning the phrase centro comercial.
Centro comercial.
Okay, so repeat after me. Centro comercial.
Centro comercial.
Now, if you're in Latin America, you would say centro comercial.
Centro comercial.
Okay. So that is a shopping centre, a commercial centre, literally. Un centro comercial.
Centro comercial.
Okay. Now, centro comercial is a masculine phrase, a masculine word. So we would talk about el centro comercial.
El centro comercial.
How would you say, where is the shopping centre?
¿Dónde está el centro comercial?
¿Dónde está el centro comercial? Muy bien. We're going to continue with some other phrases and then we're going to use all of these phrases in a particular construction. Let's learn the word for a bar. Very straightforward in Spanish. Un bar.
Un bar.
Un bar.
Un bar.
Muy bien. So the bar would be el bar.
El bar.
El bar.
El bar.
Or a bar, un bar.
Un bar.
Muy bien. What about the word for a hospital? Un hospital.
Un hospital.
Un hospital.
Un hospital.
So a hospital is un hospital. The hospital is?
El hospital.
El hospital.
El hospital.
Muy bien. So centro comercial, bar, hospital. What about a cafetería?
Cafetería.
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 A cafetería is a sort of cafe-type bar place, normally where coffees and sometimes snacks as well are served. And it's a nice place to go for a coffee in Spain or a Latin American country. Cafetería.
Cafetería.
It's feminine, so it's una cafetería.
Una cafetería.
Una cafetería.
Una cafetería.
How would you say the cafetería?
La cafetería.
Muy bien. And finally, the word for a chemist. Farmacia.
Farmacia.
A chemist in the UK is probably known elsewhere as a pharmacy. So, farmacia.
Farmacia.
Is very similar to the word pharmacy. Una farmacia.
Una farmacia.
Try to make sure you're pronouncing this as farmacia and not farmacia, which is wrong. So, farmacia.
Farmacia.
Una farmacia.
Una farmacia.
How would you say the pharmacy?
La farmacia.
Muy bien. Okay, we said we were going to use these phrases and words in a particular construction. And this construction is, hay un bar por aquí.
Hay un bar por aquí.
Okay, so we've got the un bar as an example in this particular sentence. Hay is spelt H-A-Y. Hay.
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 When you see that word, it's quite tricky to remember that you don't pronounce the H. Ay.
Ay.
So we would say, ay something por aquí.
Ay por aquí.
Por aquí, you know what aquí means already.
Here.
Here. So por aquí means round about here, near here.
Por aquí.
Okay, so the phrase hay un bar por aquí.
Hay un bar por aquí.
Means, is there a bar around here? Hay un bar por aquí.
Hay un bar por aquí.
Muy bien. So we could also ask, hay un centro comercial por aquí?
Hay un centro comercial por aquí.
Or, hay un centro comercial?
Hay un centro comercial por aquí.
Por aquí, I forgot to say por aquí there. Okay. ¿Hay un hospital por aquí?
¿Hay un hospital por aquí?
¿Hay una cafetería por aquí?
¿Hay una cafetería por aquí?
¿Hay una farmacia por aquí?
¿Hay una farmacia por aquí?
Okay, so you get the idea. Hay, then the word, por aquí.
Hay, por aquí.
Por aquí, meaning around about here. So that's another way of asking, where is or is there something near here? And it's a very useful phrase, particularly if you're looking for a shop or a bar or something in particular.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Two more phrases that we're going to learn that will help you describe where something is are enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente means opposite. Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Al lado de.
Al lado de.
Al lado de means beside.
Al lado de.
Al lado de.
Al lado de.
So, we're going to use these two phrases along with cerca de and lejos de to come up with some sentences talking about our town. Let's start with something straightforward. I'd like you to translate into Spanish. The shopping centre is near the bar. Cara, can you come up with that one?
El centro comercial está cerca de el bar.
Muy bien, muy bien. Now, there's one slight thing that changes here. And that is, in Spanish, when de and el come together, it becomes del.
Del.
So rather than saying el centro comercial está cerca de el bar, you would say el centro comercial está cerca del bar.
El centro comercial está cerca de del bar.
Del bar, exacto. Del bar. Okay, try something else. The chemist or the pharmacy is far from the market. Cara.
La farmacia.
La farmacia.
Sorry, la farmacia está lejos del mercado.
Muy bien. Del mercado. You remember that de plus el becomes del. Del mercado. La farmacia está lejos del mercado. Let's use enfrente de this time. Okay, so opposite, in front of. The swimming pool is in front of or opposite the tourist information office.
La piscina está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
Muy bien. La piscina está enfrente de la oficina de turismo. Or, for Latin American listeners, la piscina está enfrente de la oficina de turismo. Okay, now, what we're going to do now is use some of the language that we've covered today and practice it in a song, because you know that we like doing some singing on the programme. I like doing some singing in the programme, Cara doesn't. So we're going to sing a song and I'm going to teach you the words of this song. It's all about mi ciudad or mi ciudad. And mi ciudad is my town or my city. So the words go something like this. En la ciudad.
En la ciudad.
Donde vivo yo.
Donde vivo yo.
So you know what vivo means?
I live.
I live. And donde?
Where.
So, donde vivo yo.
Where I live.
So, en la ciudad, donde vivo yo.
In the city where I live.
Okay. And then I'm going to use the word hay, this word that we've learned already. So there is or there are. Hay muchas cosas interesantes. Muchas cosas are many things. And what type of things am I talking about? Interesantes.
Interesting?
Interesting. So, hay muchas cosas interesantes.
Hay muchas cosas interesantes.
Okay, now we're going to go back to a lesson where we learned about likes and dislikes and talk here about hay un cine.
Hay un cine.
Un cine is?
A cinema.
Okay, so hay un cine.
Hay un cine.
Y una catedral.
Y una catedral.
Muy bien. Hay un cine y una catedral.
Hay un cine y una catedral.
So there's a cinema and a cathedral. Y hay 19 restaurantes.
Y hay 19 restaurantes.
Muy bien. What does that last line mean?
And we have 19 restaurants.
19 restaurants, that's right. It's a bit of a silly song, but hopefully it will help you remember the words for talking about what there is in your town. Because now you can say, en mi ciudad, or en la ciudad donde vivo yo, hay muchas cosas interesantes. Hay un cine y una catedral, and of course in your town there will be 19 restaurantes. What we're going to do is learn the tune of this song. So I am going to sing the line and you can sing the line along with me. Cara, you're going to do some singing? ¿Vas a cantar hoy?
We may try.
Cara's going to try singing. Oh, excellent. Muy bien. Bueno, vamos a ver. En la ciudad donde vivo yo.
En la ciudad donde vivo yo.
Hay muchas cosas interesantes.
Hay muchas cosas interesantes.
Hay un cine y una catedral.
Hay un cine y una catedral.
Y hay 19 restaurantes.
Y 19 restaurantes.
Muy bien, muy bien. I hope you were all singing along at home, or in the car, or at the gym, and I hope you didn't get too many strange looks as you were singing along. There are another two verses to the song, and all that happens is you change the third line. So the third line in the second verse would go, hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Okay, the rhythm of that line needs to keep quite tight. So it's, hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Try not to say comercial in this case. Comercial.
Comercial.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
That's it. Comercial.
Comercial.
Mm-hmm. And you run y un together.
Un.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Hay un bar y un centro comercial.
Okay. And then in the third verse it's hay una oficina de turismo.
Hay una oficina de turismo.
Muy bien. Okay, I think it's time to sing along. Let's have some music.
En la ciudad donde vivo yo hay muchas cosas interesantes. Hay un cine y una catedral y hay 19 restaurantes. En la ciudad donde vivo yo hay muchas cosas interesantes. Hay un bar y un centro comercial. Y hay 19 restaurantes. En la ciudad donde vivo yo hay muchas cosas interesantes. Hay una oficina de turismo y hay 19 restaurantes.
Bueno, I hope you enjoyed singing along to the song and that you can now talk about what there is in your town. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.